Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Happy Monday and welcome back to Wisdom Point with Patrice Washington. This week's Wisdom Point is brought to you by Future. It is the personal training app that I personally use, and it is made to fit your life. You get a dedicated coach, personalized training plans, and unlimited workouts. And I absolutely love my trainer. I have been using Future for well over a year now, and it is the thing that helps me stay on top of my fit pillar. And you already know this month is all about the fit pillar. It's the month of mindfulness. So if you want to try the app that I use, you can get 50% off your first month. Just go to patricewashington.com/future. patricewashington.com/future. So today's episode is all about understanding why I always say that your finances will only grow to the extent you are willing to heal. Now, that nugget of wisdom was dropped on us by my girl, Monique Coleman, who is mostly known still today because she still has a baby face for her role in High School Musical. But she is such an accomplished actor and entrepreneur and activist, philanthropist, and just a beautiful soul. This is my girl. And she is the one who first introduced me to this concept. So let's listen back to her episode, Peel Back the Layers, from January 2019. So you finally launched this show, which has been in your heart, in your spirit, for a minute, right? For years.
Years. Yeah, you know, so Gimme Mo started out as a nonprofit. It took me around the world. I did a tour for the United Nations under the name the Gimme Mo Tour, traveled to 24 countries, meeting young people. I did a live show in New York. And then this kind of culminating moment was it going to television and being on Discovery Life. And I found myself in that similar journey and trajectory where I realized that the work doesn't stop.
Right.
And that inside of it, that whatever lessons you didn't get, and I don't mean about just the actual work to, you know, achieve whatever dream you have, but the interpersonal stuff. I was on a panel actually a few months ago. The panel was about the intersection of business and spirituality. It was in a conference. And I heard someone say, your business will not grow past the points that you haven't healed. And so with all of the wonderful things that are happening and the incredible success, some of my patterns were brought back up again. Many of them were brought back up again. And I realized that things keep reoccurring until you actually address them and until they are healed completely. They don't just magically disappear. You actually have to work them. And even when you have grown, the only way to know that you've grown is when that situation comes up again and you actually handle it differently.
Right.
And so that day I was at the gym and I was bawling my eyes out because I was like really looking at the fact that, yes, I'm so blessed to have had a billboard in Times Square and to be on these bus stops all over the city and to have done these incredible things. But inside of it, I still am this girl who is struggling with the business aspect of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just really struggling with being an entrepreneur and choosing to actually face the financial aspect of what it is to have a business and being willing to learn the things that are hard. You know, being willing to say, yeah, that's beautiful. Great that you pick great colors and wonderful, you have wonderful content. But how strong is the foundation that you've built this on? And then really seeing that, hey, there's some holes and there's some cracks in this foundation that I'm responsible for. And that doesn't feel good. So with all the praise and all the accolades and all the things that people are excited about, I just felt that it would be a disservice to have so many followers and pretend that those things make up for the reality that you still have to do the work.
I just applaud Monique all over again for her vulnerability on that podcast episode. Again, it was Peel Back the Layers, January 2019. And I really sat with what Monique shared during that episode. And what I have expanded it to really encompass is your finances will only grow to the extent you're willing to heal. And your purpose will only evolve to the extent you are willing to heal. Because if you don't do the work to heal, those patterns will just keep resurfacing and resurfacing. They will feel like a beach ball that you keep trying to push under the water.
Now, let's be honest. Have you ever felt guilty that too much of your closet has only been worn once? I know we've been talking about releasing a lot this month. So are you one of the people who has items going to Goodwill with the tag still on it? Like you, I love being on trend and having new things to wear, but I do hate the waste it creates. That's why I'm so glad it's officially springtime, which means it's the right time to refresh your wardrobe. But this time, you gotta do it more responsibly. That's why I personally love testing out new looks and styles without impacting my money pillar by using a clothing rental membership from Armoire. Armoire allows you to rent high-quality designer clothing for every occasion, and then, guess what? You get to send it back. So whether you're planning your outfit for a date night or vacation or packing for a conference, you'll be the best dressed person in the room without cramping up that closet again. Right now, Redefining Wealth listeners can give Armoire a try and get up to 50% off their first month. That's up to $125 off. Just visit armoire.style/wealth. That's armoire.style, A-R-M-O-I-R-E. .style/wealth to get up to 50% off your first month and never worry about what to wear again. Try Armoire today and use my code WEALTH for a great deal.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the minute you let your pinky finger up, it just pops back up, right? You have to address it or it will continue. And in this month of mindfulness, I would love for you to consider, what are the patterns, even in your fitness, in your mental and physical well-being, that keep coming up? And what do you need to do to heal that? Because the journey to better finances or to be able to truly walk and live and breathe in your purpose is not just about you going to another marketing class. This is what I keep saying. It's not about you going to get another certification. In Monique's case, she was on a billboard in Times Square, for heaven's sakes. And I talk to people, some of your faves all the time, people that you know and adore and love who have six figures of followers on Instagram. They have New York Times best-selling books. They have these big brands. And secretly, many people are struggling with the same things that you feel like you're struggling with. And you think that more money is going to solve the problem, and more money is a band-aid. You still have to do your work to heal. Because remember, the true definition of wealth is not just money and material possessions. That is a newer definition. The original definition of wealth was the condition of well-being and happiness. I can say for myself, as accomplished as I was, even as a young person, when I secretly was told by family members all the time that I was the ugly one, I was not the pretty one, I was not the lovable one, I had taken on all this stuff and I became addicted to achievement. And it wasn't until I finally went to therapy that I could look in the mirror at 25 years old without cringing and without wishing that I looked like someone else. On the outside, I was a straight A student. I was an honor student. I was a great test taker. I could get the degrees and the certifications and the licenses. I could do all of the things. I was making good money straight out of college. But I was also dealing with a lot of shame and a lot of just feeling unworthy, unlovable. Even though people was come to find out loved me the whole time, I felt a lot of shame and unlovable and unworthy. And it wasn't until I even started to address that and also learn to forgive that things started to shift for me. So that came through therapy. It came through sitting on someone's couch. Now you can get on someone's telehealth Zoom and have a conversation or a series of conversations about what things in your fit pillar might you be dealing with that are impacting your ability to truly hold financial wealth in the way that you desire. I really believe that using the six pillars of wealth as a framework and to clear that clutter is a part of how you can guide yourself through that healing. Just starting this month with the fit pillar. Is there anything that you need to heal about your self-perception? When you look in the mirror, are you okay with what you see? Is there anything you need to heal about your ideal of your body? Is there anything that you need to heal about maybe some of the negative self-talk, if that's your thing? Whatever it is, mentally or physically, that is keeping you from walking in full self-love, self-confidence, self-advocacy, and self-worth. That is a part of what we need to heal if you're going to be better with finances. Now, does it all go away overnight? No, this is a journey. But the awareness of it will begin to allow you to empower yourself to do what you need to do to get to the finances that you say you desire. I hope this wisdom point helps you. Your takeaway is, what are the patterns in your fit pillar that might be coming up over and over again that are preventing you from healing and getting to the financial life that you desire? We can talk more about it in the Redefining Wealth app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, what are you waiting for? You can do so on your iOS device or Android. This month, we're starting with Fit Pillar, of course, and our theme is Month of Mindfulness. So you can come grab that mindfulness calendar that we've created with 31 different things for you to try this month to really find out what is your mindfulness routine going to be for this year. Guaranteed, it will be a blessing to you as you continue to move throughout the year and go grab those finances that you say you want. So I will see you on Thursday with the next episode of Redefining Wealth. Until next time, this has been Wisdom Point with Patrice Washington.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.